Blog Talk Radio.
Natural skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body, without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our Peppermint Foot Rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
Hello? Hello?
Is my brother Aziz, are you with us? or Dr. Stone? Can anyone hear me? Okay, again. Can anyone hear me? Can anyone hear me? Again, this is Bilal Bynum. Okay. Okay, can anyone hear me now? I have no idea. Okay. Can you hear me? Director Sound? Anybody else you need to let on?
And I wasn't able to get in. It wasn't ringing or anything. I just texted them and asked them if they could try to call in now.
Hello?
I don't know what's that. I have no idea.
Hello?
Yes. Yes.
I guess I'm in there somehow.
Now, that's Brother Aziz.
Okay, anyone else that are on?
Can you hear me,
Bilal? Identify yourself. Let us know you're here.
Good evening. Joyce Williams, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
All right.
Good evening. Good afternoon, Mr.
We got good reception now. Director Stone, maybe if you could give your guest a call and ask him to call back in again. Looks like we're
okay,
getting better
they're
reception.
Texting me. Yes, sir. They're just texting me. They should be calling in now.
Okay. Okay. We will still await the guest to see if our guest speaker can come in.
Okay. He said it won't
open that
go
through. Open that person up for you. That might be the guest. The last one. Open it up. Okay. All right, we will
Brother Miller, are you on?
Mr. Stone, can you put him on? It will allow you to do that.
Hold on just one second. Let me take some.
I'm trying to get Rahima on.
Okay.
Elder Bonham, if you're standing by a mic, that echo is your phone.
Now, somebody, I think Karima might be in there, but closer to the mic. I'm quite a ways from it.
Let me try and call Brother Miller. Okay.
It's all that.
Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, we hear you. Oh, yeah.
Okay, can you still hear me?
Yes.
The conference is in.
Okay. Elder Bino, Baba Z.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I have merged Brother Miller in on this call. So, top of the afternoon, everyone. Is the mic open, Elder Bino?
Yes. All mics are open.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. This is Director Stone. I'm the National Director of Black Wall Street USA, National Director of the Women's Council, under the leadership of Dr. Michael Carter. We would like to welcome each and everyone to the radio blog tonight. And we have a special guest, Brother Paul Miller, with Friends, Help a Friend, the Helping Hands Foundation in Houston, Texas. They have three locations. This brother and his group are doing a marvelous job in the Harris County, Houston, Texas area. Tonight we have invited him on, and we're going to turn our mics over to him so he can tell you a little bit about his foundation. But first and foremost, before we turn it over to Brother Miller, we want to honor the Lord God Almighty.
Can you hear me?
Thank him for this day, for life, health, and strength. Thank him for all of his many blessings.
Can y'all
and
hear
yes,
me?
Yes, Brother Ozzy, yes, we can hear you. I don't know if you can hear us. Unmute your phone. Can you hear us, Brother Aziz?
Brother Aziz? He was on.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the mics are open. Brother Miller, if it's okay, Elder Bonham, I'm gonna turn the mics over to him, and he can tell us a little bit about his foundation, his initiatives, what they have going in the Harris County area. And Lord say the same, we would like to take this from city to city and from state to state. So Brother Paul, go on and introduce yourself.
Good afternoon, everybody. Giving honor to God, and all the grace goes to him, all the glory goes to him. And I appreciate Sister Stone for inviting me to speak with you guys this afternoon, and it's a pleasure, Brother Bynum, hearing your voice, and I'm looking forward to putting a name with a face. I'm not going to take up a whole bunch of you guys' time, because hopefully I'll be able to get you down here to Houston, and once we have finished Sister Stone can put together a list of names of those who want to come in and visit our facilities so that we can just sit down and go over a number of things. Our two main components as it relates to community development, as it relates to job creation, is the ability to bring jobs to the neighborhood, jobs to the undeserved communities, underserved communities, and those communities who have not had the opportunity to reap the benefits that they should have been reaping long time ago. Our foundation partners with a number of churches throughout the United States. We work direct with the International Apostolic Ministry Fellowship Network. We are the main builders for the network. And, of course, in that partnership that we've created between the church community and the foundation, our goal is to be able to create jobs. And we all know that the church is the hub, especially in our black communities. It's the place where people come when they are in need, when they need attention, whether it's medical or whether it's financial, it does not matter. God has made us responsible for rebuilding our communities, and that's what we intend to do. We've been given a blessing, a financial blessing, by being able to work with one of the largest, if not the largest, hedge fund in America, and also the largest labor component hedge fund in America, Rig Up. And Rig Up and the foundation have created this partnership in order to go into the community and create jobs. Matter of fact, Sister Stone and I have a partnership to redo Lake Jackson in Huntsville. And within that partnership that we have created, we are going to build a gated veterans housing community and also a reentry community. But along with creating these two communities, we're going to be creating jobs. We're going to be creating a large percentage of permanent jobs and also a percentage of temporary jobs. And that is our goal, to go around America building veterans housing, gated communities for veterans, along with reentry programs and housing for those guys that are coming out of whether it's TDC or whether it's ACD. It does not matter. Whatever community that we step into, we're going to be putting up housing, but not only housing, but creating jobs as well. We are in the midst of buying a training facility here in Houston. We have negotiated it, and we are in the midst of closing it. It is over 100,000 square foot of covered area, and what we are going to do is train individuals coming out of the system. We're going to offer them jobs above minimum wage. We start our people at $15 an hour, and we want to make sure that they are able to have a home, drive a decent car, and be able to take care of their family. And we believe it all starts with that training facility. We're going to have to change the mindset. And we have a game plan that will help change the mindset, especially in our communities. We need these jobs, and I'm depending on Sister Stone and other pastors around the United States of America. And we're not looking for funding. We're not looking for money. We have been blessed to have the money to partner with the church in order to create the jobs within the church and within their community. If anyone have any questions, I would surely want to entertain any questions, good, bad, ugly, pretty, it does not matter. Any question, no question is off limits in this conversation.
Kenyatta from Virginia.
Elder Bonham. Oh, okay. Go ahead, brother. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yes, I did have a question. First of all, I apologize in terms of joining a call lately, but again, I was glad to hear what I did in regards to the progressiveness of the initiative that you're involved in. But I guess my question centers around you mentioned your partnering with the church. Is that basically the national organizations or the churches that where the projects itself are being implemented?
Well, we have partnered with the church simply because we felt that the church had its finger on the pulse of the black community. We felt
that
the church. Yes. Go.
Actually, my question was, what are the churches where the projects are located or the national organizations of the various denominations, which basically is the governance of all of the churches, you know, throughout the African-American community? And I raise that question primarily because it comes a question of capitalization in terms of the churches being the center of a deposit for the most part of the African-American community outside of the banking system. So as we look at the 21st century moving into the direction where capitalization, meaning banks, mm-hmm. credit unions, any kind of entity that we have control over and the church is involved, I guess it's a question in terms of how do we create that paradigm where churches now see themselves as the center of a renaissance in black banking, because those deposits could be actually deposited in several black banks or the creation of other banks in certain regions of the country. And basically that will create a different kind of mindset going forward with this younger generation about the importance of capitalization in this capitalist model. Because if we don't have access to finance and capital, it's going to be kind of challenging in terms of we move into a global capitalist economy. So our banking apparatus is very critical if this new generation is going to have any kind of opportunity to talk about entrepreneurship and global entrepreneurship and moving into industrialization. You know, that's obviously the trend now.
Uh-huh.
It comes back to access to capital.
Absolutely, and I understand your concern, but this is not our concern because we are partnered with a hedge fund that is the number one hedge fund in America. We're not looking for capital. We're not looking to do business with the bank because we are bringing our own bank to the table. We are bringing our own money to the table. What we ask the church to do as a part of this partnership is to provide the land. If they got the land in their community and it's available, we will bring the finance for the project to the table. We don't have to go and fill out an application. We have already done that. We don't have to go sit in front of some bank officer and get interviewed. We have done that too.
Brother.
Yeah. I love
it. Walk the
walk.
In
other words, brother, what he's telling you that they are 100% a turnkey foundation.
Yeah, I'm talking about it, but he's being about it. Go ahead, brother. May I interject something?
Yeah.
As a child growing up, so that was also my faith, apostolic. And when you, it's just looking back on the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the apostolic faith, Yes, sir. Located on in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Now, when you could go to the apostolic faith and convince that bishop to be inclusive, because we separate, you know, we were a different mode. Our dresses were 8 inches from the floor. Our sleeves, the length from our wrists were 3 inches. We had our heads covered at all times. That was for women. No pants allowed. So as we have evolved and been that, you, when you said apostolic, I know you're real. So, brother, you have my attention. I'm sorry. I just wanted to throw that in. I'm telling you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you very much. Sure. And I do want you to know that we are transparent, and we do want you to show up at our front door. And not only have the ministry noticed the plight of the black community, because it is a plight, let's be real honest, we have not been given the same opportunities, so therefore we have to make our opportunities. We have to step out there on the faith of God and do what's necessary in order to create that economic development piece that's been left out of our neighborhoods for 400 years.
Yes,
so
sir.
This is the time. This mm-hmm. is the time for us to band together. We have access to funding, and we want to rebuild our communities. We are mm-hmm. leaving the land in the community as an investment. We aren't taking the land out of the church nor out of the community, because in the next 70 years, my prayer says that there will be something for our children, our grandchildren, and their grandchildren. And the way we do this is by blessing our community with the ability to retain this asset, not take it out. Not run back, not if we build it in Philadelphia, we not bringing it back to Houston. We leaving it in Philadelphia. If we building in Little Rock, Arkansas, we going to leave it in Little Rock, Arkansas. We not bringing it back to Houston. Now, this is, and Sister Stone and I, we have talked for a many of days here to get organized for Huntsville. And Sister Stone can validate what I'm saying to you. She was in our Wednesday roundtable meeting with our financial backers, and I'm telling you what they said. I'm not telling you what I say or what I think or what I'm guessing at. I'm telling you what I know. I know for a fact that we have access to capital. We aren't looking for a bank. We aren't looking for some institution to interview us or sit us down and tell us what we can and can't do. What we are here to do is to go in. We are to build and build and build and keep building and create enough jobs and be able to create economic wealth in our neighborhoods instead of some other ethnicity running in, grabbing the money, and running back out to their neighborhood with it and leaving us nothing. We are the only race that spends the kind of money that we spend, and we broke after 7 p.m.
Yes.
We need to cycle our money. We need to cycle that money 7 times before it goes out, just like everybody else is doing. We're not asking for nothing special. All we are asking them to do is be fair. And so we are interested in partnershiping with anybody who want to rebuild their community. Whether it's the church or whether you're an individual, we can work through any paperwork that will work as it relates to us turning it in to New York. It doesn't matter. But what we are interested in is creating these jobs, creating economic development, and if you are interested in that, then you got a partner sitting on the other side of this phone.
Hey, man.
That's
what I'm talking about.
This is Bilal Bynum. Of course, I find this conversation to be very interesting because this is what the New Africa Business Association and Black Wall Street Business Association is all about. Brother, I want to comment, or maybe you can give me some clarity. Now,
yes, sir.
Like you
I will
said, you, but like you said, you take a community like the African American community that last year was reported that we spent more than $1.3 trillion in just consumer spending alone, and we're about 98%, I would give it a little better, I'd say 95% consumers. So again, that type of money is being spent out of the communities, and with the very low few businesses in the communities, and also I'm noticing that a lot of the white communities are expanding. Most of their communities have already been developed many times over, and they need room now for expansion. And I'm noticing that some of this room is going into what was the black or the African American communities or the communities that was undeveloped that was across the track. So, again, they're finding that it's cheaper to go into these undeveloped black communities and buy up their and start building a large businesses and move black and replace black folks right out of their old communities, of course, at a very cheap price. I've always said that African-American communities, first of all, they need to see their own values, so they can see that through their consumer spending. But at the same time, looking at their own values as to where they have to become financially vested to in order to grow their communities. Now, hearing about your partnership and the growth of businesses in different communities, are we talking about a communities become invested? And now you guys can be a financial a provider with communities being invested with the finance that you have to provide. If you could comment, or if what I'm saying makes any sense to you.
Yes, it does. It makes a lot of sense, Brother Bynum. Absolutely, it does. Well, let's start with the $1.3 trillion that we spend every single day. Now, if we took that same $1.3 trillion that we spend and we invested that $1.3 trillion, I believe that we can be self-sufficient. But we have not been taught to do this. We have not been trained to do this. We have been trained to become consumers. And we need to untrain our people in being consumers to being owners, to being business owners, real estate owners. And the only way that we can train them is to be able to show them. And unless we make these partnerships to give them an example of what it takes to be owners as opposed to consumers, I believe that this has got to happen. And if it don't happen, the trend will continue as is. Now, we are 95% consumers of everybody else's stuff. Now, let me make it very, very clear. Consumership happens only because people have come into the community, bought up our property, and put down some store, some washateria, some restaurant, and then we go in and we spend our money in that store, in that restaurant, in that washateria, and at the end of the business day, They take that same money that we have given, and they go back to their communities, and their communities is continuing to thrive and grow off of our money. And so we have to be able to set this example. We have to give them what ownership looks like. How can it be created? And we believe that a larger portion of our community show up in churches on Sunday morning. And if we want to get a start at this thing, get a running start at it, we got to start communicating with our ministers. We got to start communicating with our bishops, and we got to start communicating with our pastors. And that communication is we got to put our money together, and we got to start buying back our real estate. And we got to start building on that real estate. The same restaurants, the same washeteras, the same businesses that we go and support from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., they need to be owned by us. And
that's
so,
right.
Therefore, if we don't do it, we're going to continue this trend of spending $1.3 trillion. And we need brothers and sisters like you guys who are on this call tonight. We need to band together. We need to put our resources together, and we need to start this process now.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. Brother, let me say this. And your invitation to come to Houston or wherever you want to put on your seminar is something that
I suggest that we
all should be planning on making those workshops. But in the meantime, like you said, you and I and the rest of our business associations are all speaking the same language. We've been now merging with each other since January. But since January, there's been a great identification, and you are a part of that identification. Saying that to say, it's very important that you continue to work with, to join our professional team and make what happens. Make it all happen, your association and the events, because what you're planning on putting together is very important, because, again, we're talking about now as to where we can actually become vested, financially vested, and grow. So that's what all of our conversations have been about, but now we may have the tools as to where now the community and the financial institutions can actually come together and be quite proactive. So, again, I ask you to continue to start working with Director Stone. I know Director Stone and I have been working together since January. And since January, whatever production, along with, and I give my sister, Miss Joyce Williams, out there in Oklahoma. But the association that we was able to put together, and so far, almost put together a national communication a network. So, again, I ask you to become a part of that, and I ask us to become a part of you, because this is what the business association, like I said, network marketing and business identification, that's what the Black Wall Street and New Africa Business Association is all about. Bringing us together, because there's so much talent in our community. And so it's a pleasure hearing you. I know there's an 8 o'clock show. I know they want to invite you to come on the Black Wall Street 8 o'clock show, but I would ask you to continue to be a participant with our broadcast, and especially our radio broadcast, because that is going over So, again, I'm not going to. We still got time. There's others who may have questions for you, but I certainly appreciate this. And like I said, we need to all get involved with this brother, and hopefully he will be involved with us, because we do need to meet with this brother. He is. This is one of the most important meetings I think we've had thus far. Sounds very productive. But again, I'm going to turn it back over to you, all of you that may have questions. And, of course, Brother Aziz or Dr. Stone can give you information on the 8 o'clock conference. I'm going to turn it back over.
Yes, yes, sir. Absolutely. And, matter of fact, we are with a number of politicians here in Houston at our pantry. We're going to have a big back to school rally along with COVID testing. We feed about 11,000 people in our neighborhood, and that's every single month, day in and day out. And so we are working on fixing the whole man. We're not just working on a part of the man. We are trying to heal our community, and we know that it takes some doing. But we do have some partners here in Houston that are working with us at a very high level. We take in about $10 million in food every year from a number of partners like Walmart, Target. We have the food bank. We have Red Cross. We have a number of major donors and partners. And so we are also capable of coming to anybody's community and setting up a pantry so that we can help the community. And matter of fact, I have my niece who's sitting here with me on this call. She's going to just talk a short bit about our tomorrow's event, so that that way, if you guys are interested in duplicating this type of event, or if you are interested in duplicating a pantry to feed the seniors, those who can't get out of their houses, we go door to door. We take them boxes of food. We have clothing. We have shoes. We have appliances. We have a number of things that that is donated to us year in and year out. And you guys have the same access by being our partners. So I'm gonna turn it over to my niece Crystal just for a minute.
Well, hello everyone. It's been such a pleasure listening to you guys conversate. And just being with people of like minds. We're so excited about everything that we have going on, and if there is an opportunity to partner in any way, we want to hear from each and every one of you. I'm my uncle's chief of staff, and I'm actually a dual chief of staff for him and our primary partner, which is Joseph House Community Outreach Center. And tomorrow, for example, we have a wonderful community giveaway. If you know anyone that is local in Houston, Texas, at the pantry, and you can view the video on our media page on our website. So if anyone has a pen or a paper, I would like to just give you our website address, because that's also how you'll be able to reach out to us directly regarding partnering in any way. And that website address for our foundation is F as in Frank, H as in Harry, A as in Apple, F as in Frank, foundation.org. So it reads FHAF foundation.org. And tomorrow we will be located at 7802 Jensen Drive in Houston, Texas. This address can be found on the video on our website. If you look at our media page, there is a three-minute video that I created that gives all information related to this event. Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee is hosting this event. as is Harris County Constable Sherman Eagleton. We have over 900 backpacks filled with school supplies for children. For single parents, we have strollers, we have diapers, we have baby wipes, we have small kitchen appliances, in addition to full boxes of food that we'll be giving away, as this is a regular pantry day. And this is something that we do every single week. And so if you guys want to replicate something like this within your own city or community, if you want to partner with us in any way, we just want to hear from you, because the only way that we're going to do this in the way that we envision it is by coming together as a people and collaborating with each other. And, you know, one of the things that's very important to us with everything that we're doing with regards to helping the whole man or woman is education. My mother is an educator. She spent over 20 years teaching at the college level English and critical thinking. And so we understand that there is a gap. We need to bridge the gap for people in the community, especially if they're coming out of the system. There's basic skill sets that they need in order to reintegrate and to thrive within society. So we want to bridge that gap. We want to teach basic learning skills, English, reading and comprehension, basic arithmetic. We also have an HR consultant, and she will be helping us to develop a curriculum whereby we can teach you how to write a resume that an HR person isn't going to throw away. Okay? How do you need to interview when you walk into an office? What's considered appropriate attire? How to conduct yourself? These are skills that are really not taught. And so this is just a part of our vision that I'm sharing with you all. But like I said, we would absolutely love to hear from you. We have this event. If you know anyone in Houston, Texas, please visit our website, FHAFoundation.org. You can take a look at the video on our media page. There's our contact information is listed there, and we would love to hear from each and every one of you any ideas you have for as to how we can come together. It's the numbers that are going to make us stronger. And so I appreciate your time, and God bless you all. Thank you.
We appreciate you, young lady.
And Sister Stone. And I know we own... Yes, love.
Are we going over?
I know we only we have maybe about 11 minutes, and we're going to transfer to the other line. But, Crystal, I text you.
We have a second there within that 649.
Dr.
Sister
William?
Yes, sir.
Sister William, why don't you go ahead and give them the information to the conference, Black Wall Street Conference at 8 o'clock. So those that wish to continue this conversation, switching over to Black Wall Street Northeast region, go ahead and give them that number, and then we will just keep our mics open and continue the conversation to the end of the show.
Yes, sir, I surely will. Because we're having, for our festival, our Black Wall Street Festival that we will be hosting here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, May 27th through the 31st, 2021, the Lord says the same. So this Saturday, October 10th, we'll be having a sister-sister event to help with our fundraising drive for the event that for the event I just now mentioned. And we would appreciate all, because you can get your, it's going to be a virtual event. So you can just set it up, put a voiceover somewhere, and she'll run it for you for the whole while the event's going on. So it is virtual this Saturday, and it's like $25 to $50, guys. So please consider getting helping us out with that. So we would love for you to continue this discussion, and you may do so by joining us for the Black Wall Street USA Eastern District area by dialing 712-451-0683. That's 712-451-0683. free, and your access code will be 614-060-POUND. 614-060-POUND. We would love for you to continue this conversation because, as Mr. Bynum had mentioned before, this is one of the best that we have had some very good ones, including my own. But this is truly informational, inspirational, and educational. So we need all them on those, and we need to continue the discussion right now, as a matter of fact. So, sister, brother, if you got some more to say or some more foundations, honey, you just have all of it. Sister Stone, I'll turn it over to you.
Well, I have invited them. I know Brother Paul is extremely busy. I text Crystal, his niece, and asked if they could come on this Saturday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. So I will be awaiting a text from her. Like I said,
you know what? We're going to go ahead and confirm that with you, Pastor Stone. We will call in on Saturday. We just can't do the back-to-back this evening, but
yes,
Saturday
yes.
We will call in.
Well, we appreciate
your
time.
Thank you. Yes, thank you so very much. And I'm going to send you the number. Ms. Joyce just gave it out, but I'm going to text it to you so you'll have it in your phone and you'll have the access code to get in as well. Thank you guys so much, and I look forward to seeing you hopefully before the week is over in your office. I have been to two of their locations, beloved, in the Houston area. I was very, very impressed. And we can duplicate this, Ms. Joyce, and we're going
to
talk about it later, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I
Elder Bynum, Brother Ozzy, I turn it back over to you guys.
Okay. Thanks so much. I do want to say that this show this evening was very informative, especially Dr. Stone, when it comes to the financing of veterans' homes. Of course, you know, Brother Aziz, I'm going to step right on in and join you to interject as you want on our closing. But Brother Aziz and I both are war veterans, we're Vietnam veterans, and we were just talking about starting a national Black Wall Street Veterans Association.
Yes.
And that's one of the initiatives that we were going to present. And that way we will, and like I said, we're looking to start a national Veterans Black Wall Street Association. So again, and we know as far as homes and veterans benefits.
Now, what would be beautiful, my brother? Set it up to where the veterans, along with the food, you know, the pantry system thing, where the brothers from the, you know, the, and as well as sisters, the veterans, I'll say, will be there to help with the people who come in who need the pantry assistance.
Excellent. Let me just say this then. Again, and like I said, Brother Aziz, you know, this is something we were just talking about. But now that the cat is out of the bag, we want Veterans Day. We know Veterans Day is coming up, maybe November 11th.
Yes.
So we're looking forward to having a great big veterans presentation. On that particular time, it may not be on Veterans Day, but whatever that Wednesday. Is before Veterans Day, and then of course, Director Stone want to come over to that Saturday.
That is on Wednesday.
is it on a Wednesday? Thanks,
yes,
so much.
Sir.
And that's going. Listen, and saying that to say to announce this to veterans in your area, have those veterans to come on and join us in open conversation. And then we will talk about starting, incorporating a Veterans Association. Of course, we haven't taken this to the national headquarters of Black Wall Street, but I will be mentioning it as an initiative. But at the same time, though, the program informs veterans. We're looking forward to talking to our veterans on Veterans Day and having a wonderful time talking to some of our old friends that we served with during that terrible war. So again, like I said, tonight was very informative. I'd like to close with our guests saying whatever they like to say, and or anyone else who have questions. But I'm going to turn it back over to our guests and anyone who have questions for our guests. Our comments.
Is it the Roman
Rite Island?
Why?
Okay. Brother Paul, I think they want you to have closing remarks, please.
Yes, ma'am. What I would like to instill and inject into everyone's mind before we leave tonight, whatever we are doing in Houston, we are willing to partner and duplicate that same exact thing. You don't have to go out and hunt for anybody's money. You don't have to go out and hunt for any partnership, whether it's Walmart, whether it's Target, whether it's any of our partners that we have existing relationships with. They have already said to us, wherever y'all open a pantry, you can consider us a part of it. So what we would like to place on the table before we leave tonight is the fact of the matter is that whatever this team of Wall Street has, we want to let them know that we will bring our resources to the Wall Street table, regardless of whether it's finance, whether it's food, or whether it's land. Whatever we need to do to make this partnership work with Wall Street and the organization and its members, we want you to know that y'all have our full support here in Houston. And we are looking forward to you coming here to our facilities, both in the north and the south, and also our pantry, which is in central Houston. I thank y'all for inviting me. I thank you, Sister Stone. You are my sister. And we have a lot to do together. But also, I want to make sure that the rest of the Wall Street team know that my services are at a beck and call.
Thank you, brother.
You're welcome.
We'll hear from you Saturday.
Okay, brothers and sisters, y'all have a good night. And like I said, I'm here to work with Black Wall Street until we get accomplished every goal that we are shooting for. Thank you a lot. I appreciate y'all.
God bless you.
Appreciate you too. All right, brothers and sisters, we still got a couple of minutes. I haven't heard anything from blogs saying about anything about cutting us off. So we still must have a couple of minutes. I'm not in front of a clock. But any comments are within closing our. I'm going to open the mics back up to our listeners.
Hello.
Brother Aziz, I think I haven't heard a word from you this evening. Any comments you'd like to make before you turn over to your 8 o'clock show? Okay. Well, it sounds like it's... It's nobody but me, Director Stone. Any comments you want to make just before closing? Okay. Well, then, brothers and sisters, let me say I definitely appreciate your participation. And as you can see, the value of a business association and the value of that business association working together. And also, you can also see the value, okay, also can realize the value of what it would take to finance our communities. And that financing can come right from our communities. So until next week, we're saying our greetings to everybody, peace to everybody, and we will see you next week.
Hey, and so our Brother Vine, thank you so much.
Yeah, good night.
Take care. Peace and bless everyone.